Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Taking no chances.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Apparently, the U.S. government isn't satisfied with just making internet gambling illegal. There are reports the FBI is trying to build a case against online gaming companies overseas. The Justice Department is seeking information from big Wall Street investment banks about gambling firms like Party Gaming. The feds are looking for evidence these gambling websites are taking money from U.S. customers. Last fall, the U.S. banned financial transactions related to internet gambling. Shares of British online gaming companies fell as much as 9% in trading today. Wall Street will have a lot of profit reports to sort through this week. The Dow starts off at 12,565. It gained almost 1% last week. The NASDAQ begins at 2451. It dropped more than 2%. The S&P 500 is at 1430. It was down just a tiny fraction. We've told you how Delta Airlines feels about a takeover by U.S. Airways. I think Delta would rather have its airplanes painted bright pink than do this deal. But Delta has no choice but to look at U.S. Airways' latest offer of more than $10 billion. Alisa Roth explains.
The bankrupt airline is legally required to consider all offers. One question is whether the proposed merger makes strategic sense. Analyst Roger King follows the industry for research from Credit Sites. He says the most logical would be for Delta to join forces with a company that has complementary routes, which would extend Delta's reach. U.S. Airways is not that kind of company.
It basically takes two airlines that have almost the same route structures and allows them to get rid of a lot of costs while maintaining the same number of customers. So it's really more of a cost-saving merger than a network synergy merger.
Delta wants to stand alone when it emerges from bankruptcy, but it's not clear whether its creditors will accept that. Delta's next hearing in bankruptcy court comes early next month. In New York, I'm Alisa Roth for Marketplace.
The bankrupt radio network Air America could have a buyer. The Wall Street Journal says this is a group of investors led by the French family of Westchester, New York. The French family owns the New York television station WRNN. One caveat of this deal might be to give the son of the French family his own show on Air America. Richard French already has a show on WRNN.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellows shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, the bulldog of shredders. More at Fellows.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
One of the hottest properties on Wall Street is a property company. It's called Equity Office Properties. They have hundreds of office buildings around the country. Until last week, it looked like the buyout firm Blackstone Group would pay a ton of money and take this real estate company private. But then another group of investors made an even bigger offer. Newsweek's Alan Sloan is here. Alan, so what's so hot about Equity Office Properties?
Well, one reason it's attractive is that the price of commercial buildings, which is what this thing owns, keep going up and up and up. As people are willing to finance buildings at cheaper and cheaper rates, the value goes up and up and up. So here was a deal with Equity Office Properties that got an offer of $48.50 a share that seemed enormously high from a big private equity house, and suddenly there's somebody jumping the bid. It's interesting.
Well, the New York Times take on this was that so far, with all these private equity firms buying up everything in sight in the past couple years, things have been pretty cordial. And now this has the makings of a huge bidding war, the likes of which we haven't seen since RJR Nabisco's bidding war back in the 80s. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, this is what everybody would like to see because it would be a great story and give us a lot to write. I suspect that it's not going to work out that way. And the reason is the offer on the table of $48.50 a share is all cash, which you know how to value. And I think it would be done in very early February and people would have their money. Here, 40% of the, I think it's $52, is in the stock of another company called Vornado, and the financing isn't in place. So the question is $52 in the bush worth more than $48.50 in hand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have an MBA, but I suspect if it were me, I'd probably vote take the money.
Is there anything else here that we should particularly care about?
Well, I mean, other than amusement value, this is just a sign of how much money is sloshing around in the world to do these deals, either by being the investor or by being the lender or both. And that's a theme that I've sounded here to the point where people may be rolling their eyes and shrugging and saying, why won't you shut up? But it's still true. And it's just sloshing around, and there's tens of billions of dollars of it. And I'm just trying to figure out how to get some of it for myself, but that would be illegal.
All right, Alan. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, Scott.
Alan Sloan is the Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine. Guys, I'm afraid you're going to have to stop making jokes about female drivers. Today, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University come out with a new study about car accidents. Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
So, you think you're a pretty good driver? Now you can prove it. Plug your age, what you drive, and where into the Carnegie Mellon database, and it'll tell you how likely you are to die in an accident. As you cruise along through the database, you'll come across some surprises. An 82-year-old woman is more likely to die in an accident than a 16-year-old boy, but that's because of her frailty, not her driving. And guys, researcher David Gerard says forget about those stereotypes about women drivers.
Males don't believe us. So this is really the kicker, is that 20,000 men get killed per year behind the wheel compared to 6,700 females.
Gerard says if the database encouraged everyone to drive more safely, maybe insurance rates would go down. But insurance companies say not necessarily. They use their own research to set rates. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.
American Public Media.
Former Enron CEO.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.